Washington lawmakers are about to go into an overtime session because they can't reach a budget deal. But Wednesday, another issue briefly took center stage in the Republican-led Senate Budget Committee. Dandelions. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
This was supposed to be a hearing on a proposal to give the legislature more say over how Washington's Capitol campus is managed. But it turned into a dressing down of the agency whose job it is to maintain the Capitol grounds and buildings.
I was absolutely embarrassed.
This was Senate Majority Leader Mark Schessler describing a recent walk he took around the campus.
I've never seen weeds in the Capitol lawns worse, a lack of mowing. I've never seen the bulbs planted less properly, our mold growing off of our buildings. I've never seen this campus look so bad in 25 years.
After that, Republican senator after Republican senator piled on.
In all the years I've been here, I've never seen so many dandelions all over.
This was State Senator Mike Patton.
Is it your policy not to treat dandelions?
The Department of Enterprise Services responded that it's been experimenting with more natural ways to care for the Capitol grounds. That's included an eco-lawn pilot project and hand-pulling of some weeds. Senator Jim Honeyford wanted to know,
so if I bring my backpack spray over and spray the dandelions, will I get in trouble with anyone?
That question was met with silence. Senator Randy Becker seemed to volunteer her husband and his lawnmower.
I suggested that we all bring our riding lawnmowers from home as legislators and actually clean the place up, bring our spouses in.
A couple of Democrats also chimed in. Here's Senator Christine Rolfes.
If legislators want the dandelions gone, then we need to do something about it. You either pay for that or you get volunteers or we volunteer ourselves.
For its part, Enterprise Services said it would have to check with the union on allowing volunteer labor. The agency also noted that the legislature cut its budget a few years back, and now it only has 15 people to do grounds work on a 486-acre campus. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.